That is one view on Pantaleo's firing. As for how some police officers are viewing this case, we're joined now by Patrick Yost. He's the president of the National Fraternal Order of Police, a group that advocates on behalf of police officers across the nation. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
I assume you heard NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill's statement yesterday when he was explaining why he decided to fire Pantaleo. He found that Pantaleo maintained the hold too long, even after less deadly alternatives were available. What's your reaction to O'Neill's rationale for his decision?
Well, I think even he recognizes that the decision that was made for the firing is one that wouldn't sit well with the officers, and rightly so. Officers all across this country respond to situations, and they rely on the training that they receive. And when they rely on that training, and after review process, if they're determined to have followed procedures that were in the guidelines set for their agency, then there is an expectation that their agency would support them.
O'Neill was saying that actually Pantaleo wasn't relying on his training, that he maintained the hold too long, the chokehold is banned by the NYPD, and that's why he found Pantaleo's conduct improper.
Well, a thorough review process, a number of different agencies reviewed it. And, of course, this is subjective. I think what we have is clearly is a tragedy here. We know the outcome, and it's hard to separate ourselves between the outcome and this particular incident, the training and the actions that were taken. But officers across this country are forced to put in a situation where they have to restrain individuals as part of their responsibilities of their job.
Am I understanding you correctly that you believe Pantaleo acted properly?
What I'm saying is that there was a number of actions that occurred that escalated to a point where he took action that he felt was necessary. I don't know the particulars of his case. I did not review them. What I do know is that when officers do, when they react and they're used and rely on the training and the standards that are set by their agency, then there's an expectation that the agencies would support them in that decision as well.
So you do not support the fact that he was fired? You issued a statement saying that that firing will have a, quote, chilling effect on how officers do their job. What do you mean by that chilling effect?
I think obviously when you look at officers, not just with him, just not with NYPD, but across the country, we are at a crisis in law enforcement, trying to attract the best and brightest into a very noble profession that is so vitally important. It's a cornerstone of a free society. And to try and attract people, qualified people into this field, well, there is an expectation that when you act and you based off of training and you base off of a number of factors that's reasonable in an escalation, that the agency will recognize that.
I'm sorry, maybe I'm misunderstanding you. Are you saying that you don't believe Pantaleo should have suffered any penalties at all for what happened?
No, ma'am, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that a situation arose.
Yes.
A number of officers were involved in it. Pantaleo was one person involved in this situation that escalated from the actions of multiple people
right
on the scene.
And we know the analysis of what happened.
Right. And we know the outcome.
He maintained a hold too long. That hold became deadly force
right.
that his commissioner decided was not necessary at the point that
used. There was a long review of not just the commissioner.
An administrative judge with the NYPD also recommended that Pantaleo be fired.
Well, I'm not so much here to talk about the particulars of that case. I'm talking about the law enforcement community itself responding to these very difficult situations.
Patrick Yost is president of the National Fraternal Order of Police. Thank you very much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you.